Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Toldos. That's Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Gittes. And the Pasuk says, Ve'ilo Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, and these are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avraham, Ha'ilis Yitzchak, Avram had Yitzchak. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Gittes. Ve'ilo Toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov Esav, and more of a Parsha, that's Yaakov and Esav that we're going to be speaking about soon. Avram, Ha'ilis Yitzchak, La'achar Shakar Kosh Baruch Hu, Shmai Avram, after Hashem called his name Avram, Achkach Ha'ilis Yitzchak, afterwards he had Yitzchak. Davarach, another understanding is Aideshah Kosav Akosav, since the Pasuk says Yitzchak ben Avram, Huska Glemer had to say Avram, Ha'ilis Yitzchak. Why is that? All the scoffers and those jokesters of the generation, they were saying, really, Sarah came pregnant from Avimelech, because she lived with Avram so many years and she didn't become pregnant from him, and only after she was with Avimelech, all of a sudden she became pregnant. So what Hashem do? Tsar cluster upon Yitzchak Dermel Avram. He made the form of Yitzchak's face look exactly like Avram. And everyone said, oh, Avram Hailis Yitzchak. Avram for sure had Yitzchak. And that's why it says here, Yitzchak ben Avram, Shari Eidos Yesh, there's Eidos. Avram had Yitzchak. The Avram had Yitzchak. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav. But he Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana. Yitzchak was 40 years old. B'kachtayis Rivka bas Besuel Arami Padan Aram. When he married Rivka, the daughter of Besuel Arami from Padan Aram, Achayis Lavan Arami. She was also the sister of Lavan Arami. Loyli Isha. He took her as a wife. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav. Ben Arba'im Shana. Sharik Shabbat Avram Hamaria. When Avram came back from Hamaria, Nisbaster Shanel to Rivka. He was told that Rivka was born. The Yitzchak Hayy ben Laman Zayin Shana. Yitzchak was 37. Sharei Bay Baperik Mesa Sara. That's when Sara died. Umishanel Yitzchak Ado Keda. From Yitzchak until that Keda Shemesa Sara. That's when Sara died. Laman Zayin Shana, that's 37 years. Ubas Sadi Hoysuk Shana Yitzchak, she was 90 when Yitzchak was born. Ubas Kochav Zank Shemesa, she was 127 when she died. Shemar says, Vayu Chaye Sara. Harili Yitzchak Lamed Zayin Shana, Yitzchak was 37. Ubay Beparek Nel the Rivka, and that's when Rivka was born. Himton Law Achet Hei Ru'i Labia, so he waited till she was old enough to be with her. Gimel Shanim, that's when she's 3 years old. Unisa, and then he married her. Bas Besuomi Padan Aram Achaz Lavan. Rashi asks, Vichy Adain Loinecht of Shibas Besuom Achaz Lavan in Padan Aram. Don't we already know that she's a daughter of Besuom, the sister of Lavan, and she's from Padan Aram? Why is it we have to repeat that over here? El Haget Shivcha, this is to say over her praise. She was the daughter of Rasha, the sister of Rasha, and everyone where she lived was Rishayim. But Loi Lam Demasem, she didn't learn from them. Let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And Yitzchak entreated to Hashem opposite his wife, Kiakarahi, because she was barren. And Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak, Vatah Rivka Ishtai, and Rivka his wife, she became pregnant. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayetar, here above Hifzer Betfilo, that means he increased and he really entreated Hashem and he begged Hashem with his tefillah. Vayasar Loi. Hashem allowed himself to be entreated and to be persuaded by Yitzchak. Let's go to the next Rashi. What does it mean, opposite his wife? He stood in one corner and davened, and she stood in the other corner and davened. Hashem listened to him and not to her. Why is that? Because the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, is incomparable to the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a rasha. This is obviously referring to Rivka. That's why Yitzchak was listened to and not Rivka. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav. And they were in Sreitzes inside of her, and we're going to see in Rashi what that means. And she said, "Im kain, if so, lama ze, why this? Anoichi is for me." And she went to Darshan Hashem, and she went to seek out Hashem. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk of Beis. Against your will, this pasuk says you have to explain me because it's unclear what the pasuk is talking about. Mahi ritzita zu? What exactly is this ritzita that literally means crushing? The kasev, and then it says, "Im kain, lama ze anoichi." So what exactly is going on in this pasuk? Rabbi Sinu Darshu l'shen ritza. So Chazal actually Darshan it means lashon of running. When she would pass by the Batei Midrashim, Shalshem Ve'ir, Rav Shem and Aver, Yaakov Ratzim Fachas Latzeis. Yaakov, he was running and shaking, he was trying to get out. She would pass by the house of Avodah Zarah, Esav Fachas Latzeis. Esav, he was trying to get out. Davarach, another understanding is Misraitzim Zayim Zay. They were fighting with each other, Umarivim Benachal Shnei Olamais, and they were arguing about the inheritance of the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So this fight was her spiritual fight inside of her. Vatimer Imkain, and she said, if so, Gadol Tzar Ibor, this is so painful, Lamazah Anochi, Misavim Ryan, why was I davening so much to be pregnant? But she went to the base of shame, so that he can tell her what's going to be at the end of this pregnancy. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel, Hashem said to her, you have two nations in your stomach, and two kings will be separated from your inside, and one king will be strong from the other, and the older will serve the younger. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel. Hashem spoke to her through a shliach. Who is that shliach? L'shem nemar baruch hakadosh. Hashem spoke to Shem with ruach hakadosh. V'u amar lo, and he told her. Shnei gai mevitnech kamai geim elu Antoninus v'Rebbe. This is referring to Antoninus and Rebbe. Shaloi pasku mal shulchanim leitznayim leichazeres. They're both very wealthy. Leim masacham of leim masagishamim. They had all the good on their table, and this means shnei gai mevitnech two geim, two people that are very close with each other. This is a very unique point in time where the Jewish and non-Jewish ruler were very close with each other. Ushnei leumim ein loim elam malchus. Loim means kingdom. Mimei achi paredu min hamei ayim heim and fradim. They're already separate from inside. inside of you. Zel Risha v'zel Tumai, this one for his rishos and this one for his wholesomeness. Mil'ayim Yamat, lo yishvei b'gdula. They're not going to be equal, because Shazak Kamon, when this one rises, Zen Eifel, this one's going to fall. V'cheinu Emer, it says, Imal ha'charava, lo yishmal tzar, el mechorban shel Yerushalayim. Back to Chomash Pasuk of Dalud, v'yim l'uya mehal ledas, and her days became full to give birth, v'yinesa m'vitna, and behold, she had twins in her stomach. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalud, v'yim l'uya mehal, aval b'samar k'sev, when it talks about Tamar becoming pregnant, it says, v'yhi be'es lita, it was at a time that she gave birth. It doesn't say, v'yim l'uya mehal, shaloy mal uya mehal, she didn't have full-term pregnancy, kilo zayin chadash miyuladatam, because she gave birth after 7 months, whereas Rivka gave birth after 9 months, it was a full-term pregnancy. V'hinei Simon, and there was twins in her stomach. Chaser, it's missing the yud in between the first mem and the second mem. Ubetamar ta'imim malei, and by Tamar it's written ta'imim with that yud in between the two mems. Avisha shneim tzadikim, because by Tamar both of them were tzadikim. Avalkan, but over here, echad tzadik v'echad rasha, one was a tzadik, one was a rasha, so therefore it's missing that yud. Back to Chomash Pasuk Chafhei, v'yetzer shanan mayni, the first one came out, he was red, kulei kader seyar, he looked entirely like a hairy mantle, like a hairy coat. V'yikru shmai Esav, and they called his name Esav. V'achrikin yasa achiv, and afterwards his brother came out, v'yodoye chesed v'akev Esav, and his hand was holding onto the heel of Esav, v'yikru shmai Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov. V'yitzchak ben shishim shana b'ladis Esav, Yitzchak was 60 years when he had them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafhei. Admoini, he was red, simen hushay shefech tamim, this is a sign that he's going to spill blood. Kulei kader seyar, malei seyar, he was full of hair. Kital shal tzemer, like a garment of wool, hamalei seyar, which is full of hair. V'yikru shmai Esav, and they called his name Esav. Hakol karu lekein, everyone called him that. V'yishay nasav v'nigmar b'sa'ari k'ben shanam harbe. That's because he was completed. He had so much hair, like he was very old already. Pasuk Chavavin Rashi. V'achrikin yasa achiv. Afterwards, his brother came out. Shemati medrash hagana hadarsha fli pshutai. I heard a medrash that darshan is very simple. Says Rashi. B'din hay oiches b'ilakvay. Really, it was in his right to hold onto his heel. Yaakov was holding onto Esav's heel because Yaakov netzar mitipar yishayna. Yaakov, he was really created from the first drop. Esav min hashniyah and Esav from the second drop. Teil l'man mishifres shepiak tzara. Let's learn from a tube that has a very narrow opening. Ten bashtei avanim. Why don't you put two stones inside? Zutachazu, one after another. The one that was put in first, that's going to come out last. The one that was put in last is going to come out first. Nimsa, turns out that Esav, he was actually created last, Yatsa Rishon, he's going to come out first. And Yaakov was created first, he came out last. Yaakov was trying to prevent Esav from coming out first. Because he was supposed to be first to be born, just like he was first to be created. That he could be the first issue of Rivka's womb. And he'd be able to get the Bechir, the firstborn, and it was his right to be able to get it. Ba'kev Esav, he was holding onto his heel. Simon, this was a sign. She'ein zeh masbek ligmar malchusai. This one's not going to be able to complete his kingdom. Referring to Esav, ad shezeh oimin reta menu, until this one, referring to Yaakov, is going to stand up and take it from him. Vayikrush ma'Yaakov, he called his name Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem called him Yaakov. Amar, Hashem said, Atem kriisim l'vacharchem shem, you called your firstborn name. Afani ekrel b'ni b'chari shem, I'm going to call my firstborn a name. Hado odichsev, vayikrush ma'Yaakov. Davarach, another understanding is Aviv Karla Yaakov. Yitzhak called him Yaakov. Al shem achizos ha'akev, because he was holding onto his heel. Ben Shishim Shana, he was 60 years old. Yud Shana Mishanasa Ad Shanasas Bas Yud Gimel Shana Ruulei Arayan. 10 years passed from when he married her until she became 13. She was able to become pregnant. V'yud Shana Halo, these 10 years, Tzipa V'himtin La, K'masha Asa Av L'Sara. He was sitting and waiting for her to become pregnant, just like his father did for Sarah. Kimishlanis Abra, she didn't become pregnant. Yada Shiakar, so then he knew that she was barren. V'hispal Olehan, he davened for her. V'shifcha L'Ratzalisa, he didn't want to marry Shifcha like his father did. V'fishan Skadish Bar Maria, that's because he became consecrated at Har Maria. Lias Ayla Tamima, he was like an Ayla, and therefore it wasn't fitting for him to marry a Shifcha. And back to Chomish Pasuk of Zayin. Vayigdlu Hana Arm, and the lads grew up. Vahi Esav Ishe Deat Sayed Ish Sada. Esav, he was a man that knew trapping. He was a man of the field. V'yakev Ish Tom. Yaakov was a wholesome person. Yeshiv Alim, he sat in tents. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Zayin. Vayigdlu Hana Arm. Vahi Esav. Kol Zman Shehayu Ketanim, when they were younger, Lahayu Nikar Masem, they weren't recognizable because they're younger kids. V'yinadim Medakim Behem Mativam, and no one was really able to tell what their nature was. Kim Shenasu Bnei Yod Gimel Shana. Once they turned 13, Zer Parshal Bati Mitrashes. This one, he went to the base medrash. Zer Parshal Vayisit Lilim, and this one went to do Avay Dzara. Yedeat Sayed, he knew trapping. What does that mean? Lotzer de Laramis is Aviv Piv. He was able to trap and trick his father with his mouth. V'shayla, he would ask his father, Abba, Heichma Asunis HaMelech Vazat Heaven, how do we take Miser off of salt and straw? And really, you don't take Miser off of salt and straw. Kasavar Avishu Medak de Mitzvahs, his father thought that he was very particular when it came to Mitzvahs, so he tricked and trapped his father. Ish Sada, he's a man of the field. Kemashmai, it's like the way it sounds. Adam Batel, Vitzayda Bekashte Chais Vaifis, he just sat in the field shooting animals all day, trapping them and killing them. Tom, what does that mean that he was a Ish Tom? Ene Baki Bechalela, he wasn't expert in all this. Kaliba Kain Piv, whatever's inside his heart, that's what's in his mouth, and he's an honest, wholesome person. Misha in a charf l'rami, someone who's not sharp to trick someone, Kari Tam, he's called Tam. Yeshiva Halim, what does it mean he was dwelling in tents? Alei Shal Shema, Alei Shal Aver, the tent of Shem and Aver, meaning he would just sit in the base medrash all day. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chavches. Vayav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzad Befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav because he was trapping in his mouth. Rivka Yehavis Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. Let's see Rashi Vir Pasuk Chavches. Befiv in his mouth, Ketargum Befiv Shal Yitzchak, meaning he brought him food. He would trap a lot of food, and then he'd bring it to him. Umedrashi, Medrash Ex explains Befishal Esav, the trapping was in the mouth of Esav, Shahayatzad Isomarmeo Bidvarov. He would trap his father and trick him, and he put on his front to Yitzchak, tricking him. Back to Chomish Pasach Haftas. Vayazid Yaakov Nazid. Yaakov was making a stew. Vayavi Esav Minasadiv Hu Ayev. Esav came from the field and he was tired. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasach Haftas. Vayazid Lashain Bishal. This is an expression of cooking, Kitar Gumai. Hu Ayev. He was tired. Why was he tired? Britzicha, because he was involved in murder. Kamadatema Ki Ayev and Nafshil Hargim. So Chomish Pasach Lamed. Vayem Esav Yaakov. Esav said to Yaakov, Halitani Namin Adam Adam Azeh. Pour into me from this red stuff. Ki Ayev and Ayev, because I'm tired. Al Kain Karshma Edim. That's why his name is Edim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasach Lamed. Halitani Eftach Pi. I'm going to open my mouth. Ushpay Char B'Lasech and pour a lot into it. Kamash Shanino, like we learn. Ain Ayev Sen Esagamal Avol Mal Itin Ayev. We are mal it food into a gamal, into a camel. Min Adam Adam. Adash Madumais. This was red lentils. V'Ayev Yoyem Meis Avram. That day Avram Avinu died. And why is it that he died then? Shalai Yeras Esav Ben Benay Yitzat Tarbusro, so that he shouldn't see his grandson Esav going off onto a bad path. This is not the Seva Taiva that Hashem promised him. That was referring to when Yishmal did Shuva. That was called Seva Taiva. Now, Lefikach Kitzar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem. And Lefikach, therefore, Kitzar Kosh Baruch Hu Heishan Mishnaisav. Hashem shortened 5 years off of Avram's life so that he shouldn't see Esav going off on a bad path. Shitzach Chai Kof Heishana. Yitzchak lived 180 years old. Vizek Kof Ayin Heishana. And Avram lived 175. Ubishal Yaakov Adashim Lahavir Zavel. And the reason why Yaakov was cooking these lentils was to give food to a mourner. And Veloma Adashim, why specifically was he cooking lentils? That's because Shadimus Legagol. They're similar to a wheel. Shavelos Gagol Chayzer Ba'ilam. Because Avelos, mourning, is just a Gagol Chayzer. It's a wheel that goes around. Sometimes you're in mourning and sometimes you're not. Va'idim, furthermore, Ma Adashim Ein Lampe. Just like Adashim, they don't have a mouth. There's no opening to them. Kacha Avel Ein Lampe. So to an Avel, a mourner, he doesn't have a mouth. Shashal Dabar, he's not allowed to speak. Ofika Chamenigal Havers Avel Betchilas Machale Beitzim. That's why the first foods that we give to an Avel are eggs. Shema Gulim, they're round. Ve'ein Lampe, they also don't have a mouth. Kacha Avel Ein Lampe. So to an Avel, he doesn't have a mouth. He's not allowed to speak. Kidamrina Mayakatan, like we say in Mayakatan, Avel, Kol Gimel Yam Rishainim, the first 3 days of Avelus, Enim Eshav Shalom Lecha Adam, he's not allowed to even respond to someone's Shalom Aleichem, and V'choshekein She'en Eshav B'tchila, for sure, he's not allowed to initiate and say Shalom Aleichem to someone else. Megim Avad Zayin, from day 3 to day 7, Meshav, he's allowed to respond to Shalom V'en Eshav, but he's not allowed to initiate, so we see that an Avel's not allowed to speak, and that's why we give him food that doesn't have a mouth. So back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Yaakov, he said, Michrokai Yom Es Bechayr Sechali, sell to me like today your Bechayra. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Michrokai Yom Kitar Gumai, Ki Yom Delahain, Kai Yom, just like the day Shubar, that it's clear that it's day, Kach Macharli Mechir Barua, so too you should sell me a sale that it is a clear 100% sale. Bechayr Secha, why is it that Yaakov wanted his Bechayra? Lefish Avoid the Bechayras, since Avoid the Bes HaMekdash is done with Bechayras, Amr Yaakov, he said, In Rosh HaZeh Kedash Yaakov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Rosh is not fitting to serve to Hashem, and I want to be able to do that Avoidah. Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayomer Esav, Esav said, Hine Enechi L'Heilich Lamos, I'm going to die, V'Lamos Eli Bechayra, what do I need this Bechayra for anyway? Let's see Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis, Hine Enechi L'Heilich Lamos, Misnoi Dedes V'Elech HaSiyah Bechayra, that means the Bechayra is slowly wandering away anyway from the Bechayras. Shaloi Dehei Kol Esav Avoid the Bechayras, anyway the firstborns aren't going to be able to always do that Avoidah. Yishevet Levi Yitol Esav, because Shevet Levi is going to eventually take it. V'Oidim, furthermore, Amar Esav, he said, Ma Tiva Shal Avoid Zu, what exactly is this Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash that we're going to be doing? Amar Lo, so Yaakov told him, Kamaz Harz V'Nashim Misa Sluimba, there's many different warnings and there's Lavin, a person might even be Chayv Misa. Ha'isa Shanin, like we learned in Sanhedrin about the Avoidah, Elohim Shav Misa, these people are Chayv Misa, Shesuya Yayin Puri Rush, if a person has uncovered her head or they're drunk, they drink too much wine, so they're going to be Chayv Misa. So Amar Esav said, Ani Hayach Lamas Al Yada, I'm just going to end up dying because of that, Imken Machayv Sliba, so why would I want it? Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Yaakov, he said, Yishavali Kayim, swear to me like it's day, Vayishavali, and he swore to him, Vayim Karz Bechar Sarli Yaakov, and he sold his Bechar to Yaakov. The Yaakov Nasal Esav, Yaakov gave to Esav, Lechem bread, Unizid Adashim, and this lentil soup. Vayocha Vayesht, he ate and he drank, Vayakam Vayelech, he got up and he went, Vayiv as Esav Zabchaira, and Esav degraded the Bechaira. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Lamed Dalad, Vayiv as Esav, Hey, Rakasa Rishai, the Pasuk now is giving Ada's testimony on how wicked he was, Shabiz Avidas Shamakam, he degraded the Avoid of Hashem. And back to Chomash Perchav of Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Rav Bars, there was a famine in the land, Milvat Harav Harishon, besides for the first famine, Asher Yob Me'a Avraham, that was in the days of Avram, Vayelch Yitzchak El Avimelch, Melch Plishtim Gerara, and Yitzchak went to Avimelch, the king Plishtim to Gerar, Vayir El Av Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him, Vayomer, and he said, Al Tehid Mitzrayim, don't go down to Mitzrayim, Shechayim Ba'arz, dwell in the land, Asher Ma'alecha, that I'm going to tell you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Al Tehid Mitzrayim, Shoyadat El Eretz Mitzrayim, Yitzchak was thinking about going to Mitzrayim, Kemashir Yard of Me'a Rav, just like his father Avram went in the days when there was famine. Amar Loi Hashem told him, Al Tehid Mitzrayim, don't go down to Mitzrayim, Shata Oil Tmima, you are a pure oil of Ein Chutz La'aretz Kedai Lecha, and it's not fitting for you to go to Chutz La'aretz. Back to Chomash Pasuk Gimel, Gur Ba'aretz Hazos, you should sojourn in this land. Vayayim Chavav Archek, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to bless you. Ki L'chol Zarecha Yatenis Kol Aretzoy So'el, because to you and your offspring, I'm going to give all these lands. Vaki Moises Hashvua Asher Nishbat L'Avram Avicha, and I'm going to establish the oath that I promised to Avram your father. V'yir Beis Yizarecha K'chivei Hashemayim, and I'm going to increase your offspring like the stars of the heaven. V'nusatil Zarecha Yatenis Kol Aretzoy So'el, and I'm going to give all of your offspring all these lands. Mizbaruch Zarecha Kol Ge'er Aretz, and all the nations' land are going to bless themselves through your offspring. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalin, Vizbaruch Zarecha, Adam Amr L'Benai, a person's going to tell his child, Yehei Zarecha Kizar Shri Yitzchak, your offspring should be like the offspring of Yitzchak. V'chein b'chol ha-mikra, it's like this in all psukim. V'zeh av l'kulon, this is the paradigm for all of them. B'chol yivarch Yisrael lemer, yisimchol kim kefraim v'chem nashe. V'afle in ha-kol ha-matzinu kein, we see the same thing with kol, with cursing. V'hoiso isha la'ala, this woman shall be for curse. Shamakal al-soinoi, that someone who wants to curse those who he hates, oimer, he says, take a plinus, you shall be like that woman. V'chein v'nachem shimchem l'shvul b'chirai, sh'anish ba'oimer, eya kepleini masisi kach v'kach. Back to Chumash Pasuk, okay, why is it I'm going to give you all this? Ekev asher shama Avram b'koili, because Avram listened to my voice, v'yishmar mishmarti, and he guarded my safeguards, mitzvaysai chukaysai v'soroysai. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, shama Avram b'koili, what does it mean he listened to my voice? Sh'nisi soysai, when I tested him, he stuck with me. V'yishmar mishmarti, what does that mean to guard a safeguard? Gzeros lar chakal az harz shebatayra, he kept the things that were decreed in order to keep a distance away from forbidden things. Kigan, for example, shnias lar rayas or shvus l'shabes. Mitzvaysai, what's that? Dvarm she'ilu l'nechtvu, these are things that even if they weren't written in the Torah, ruin hand l'tstavais, they would have been fitting to be commanded anyway. Kigan, for example, gazel u'shvichas damim, stealing and murder. Chukaisai, what's that? Dvarm she'etzahar v'umas elim mishivin aleim. This is referring to something that Yitzhahara and the Gentiles, they're actually always taking issue with, something that doesn't necessarily make sense. Kigan, for example, achilas chazer, eating chazer, levishas shatnes, and wearing shatnes. She'ain tamadavar, there's no logical reason to it. Ela gezeres hamelech chukaisav alavadav, is it a decree of the king and his law on his servants? V'sayroisai, what's that? Lahavi tarshal ba'pa alach l'mashmi sinai. That's including tarshal ba'pa alach l'mashmi sinai. Avravinu kept all of these. That is what Hashem was telling Yitzchak. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.